UEFA says it's closely liaising with the authorities at match venues following reports by a media outlet linked to the terror group. Authorities have been helping more than 200 people evacuate areas in West Sussex after the River Arun burst its banks. Most were taken from the Medmurray Holiday Park in Earnley. Others had to get out of a boat club and some from their homes, including Ryan, whose flat in Littlehampton has been badly damaged.
1 o'clock in the morning last night, woke up, it pouring through the door, and now we've got, obviously my workers come in, he's going to pull up all the floor, replace everything, dry it all out, I mean, wood floor, this might even have to be replaced, and we didn't get no warning whatsoever.
Former sub-postmaster Alan Bates has told the Post Office Inquiry he just couldn't put down his campaign to seek justice in the Horizon IT scandal. He says those at the company didn't seem to like it. He raised any queries, no matter how justified they were. A man's been arrested after a mother was stabbed as she pushed her baby in a pram in the street. He's being questioned about the death of 27-year-old Kulsana Akhtar, who was attacked in Bradford city centre on Saturday afternoon. The King's been presented with the first banknotes featuring his portrait. They'll go into circulation from June the 5th. It's the first time the Bank of England has changed the monarch on a note. Chief Cashier Sarah John tells us more.
The portrait was taken from a photograph that was given to us by the royal household. It's an image that was taken in 2013, and we used the photograph to create an engraving, which is turned then into the image you see on the banknotes.
And SportsDirect.com, owned by Mike Ashley, is bringing a claim against Newcastle United, the football team he used to own. It's over a deal the club has with JD Sports to offer exclusive kit sale rights. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Charlie. Well, a drizzly kind of day today with some quite gusty winds, which are going to keep the temperature depressed to a mere 11 degrees, and that value is going to dip to 5 overnight. Outbreaks of light rain mixed with sunny intervals is what we can expect tomorrow, with a top temperature of 14. Rather more in the way of cloud is likely on Thursday, but sunny intervals are expected on both Friday and Saturday, and temperatures should be on the up as well, topping 19 on Thursday and 20 on both Friday and Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98F.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. My head up on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. Me from out of the blue, breaking me out of the spell I was in, making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be?
Scarberry there with the theme from The Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not. And believe it or not, it's not a programme I ever saw, but there you are. It's Scott Ross here with you with the second hour of Tuesday's 1, 2, 3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us all about North Weald Bassett Airfield in World War II. To learn more, make sure you're tuned in at 2:30. But first off, it's time for music from Knox. This is not the 1975, although you might think it is. It's actually a guy called Knox, and it seems to be all about the not the 1975.
Vodka soda and baggy jeans, using none of that art degree. She's the type to just look at me, then write me off in a moment. We're in a city full of strangers, but I got faith in 20 bucks in my pocket. So I said, DJ, can you play her? That one song that talks about chocolate. Then she said, I like your confidence, but you're not the 1975. She don't show her teeth. No, she's not losing a lick of sleep when she writes me off, be down to my lowest. We're in a city full of strangers. Feels like something's up in the air tonight. So I said, DJ, can you play her? That one song talks about Caroline. Then she said,
Yeah, it's Knox there and not the 1975. Now, believe it or not, I heard that song on a radio station in the United States yesterday. Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, we've got to dig that one out and play it. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, our old friend Julia May released a new single, Everywhere I Go. Now, this song was written by Brentwood songwriters Graham Harris and Michael Harrington, and although written originally for another Essex-based community radio station, we're still happy to play it here on Phoenix FM. More details are available on Facebook pages for Julian and the Mays Band. And just by the way, the London Marathon, of course, is happening on Sunday, the 21st of April. And Julian May and the Remedy Band will also be promoting their 2022 single, The Marathon Song. But this is the new single, Everywhere I Go. And I have to say, I think it's one of the best tracks ever recorded by Julian.
Still, I wonder where you are. every place. Everywhere I go, it's you I cannot find, but you I want to know. I wonder how you're feeling now, and I wonder where you are. That face in every place, the elusive like that star.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Yeah, Back in Time by Huey Lewis and the News was one of the songs released especially for the 1985 movie Back to the Future. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for our 80s show Greatest here on Phoenix FM, which airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. And, of course, Xanthi will also be presenting a special show from 6 o'clock this very evening, which is almost certainly going to include a whole heap of classics into the bargain. Right now, it's time for the Boo Radleys.
FM Travel News.
Well, it all seems to have got its act together in the past hour. B1018 Witham Road is closed due to roadworks between Richlands Road and Conrad Road. The B1007 in Billericay is partially blocked due to an accident at Little Norsey Road, and delays are building in all directions. The B1025 Mersey is closed at the Mersey Causeway. That's due to high tide. In Rayleigh, we have slow-moving traffic on High Street northbound between Rayleigh Weir Interchange for the A127 and Crown Hill, and it's slow-moving on Crown Hill itself towards the High Street. Crossing Canvey, the A130 Canvey Way has slow-moving traffic northbound from Waterside Farm roundabout towards Sadler's Farm roundabout. In Chelmsford, it's slow on Westway, the A1016, between the Rob Johns Road and Rittle Road, and also on Parkway East between High Bridge, the A1099, and the Army and Navy roundabout, and also on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. and it's slow on Gallywood Road, Wood Street, Torsden roundabout, and New London Road. A bit further away from us in Colchester, Cowdrey Avenue, the A133 is slow eastbound between Westway, the A134, and Ipswich Road, the A1232, and slow-moving traffic on the northbound approach southbound between Via Urbis Romani and Burkholt Road, and also on Magdalen Street westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. And of course, we still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. A road closure is now affecting Ongar Road, the A128 between Bentley and Kelvedon Hatch. Norsey Road in Billericay is closed until the 15th of April between Sun Corner and St Andrews Drive, with water main work reported on Tyre Common Road at Wingins Lane. Gas main work is resulting in temporary traffic signals being in operation at the Avenue in both directions from Thorndon Country Park and Ingrave Road. And note that there are now temporary traffic signals also close to Shenfield on the A1023 close to Alexander Lane. As far as public transport is concerned, many services are likely to be disrupted due to industrial action. Having said that, Greater Anglia expect most of their services to be running today, and I can't see any particular problems there, but a reduced service will be operating on C2C, and you are advised to check before you travel. London Transport Services now. Due to engineering work, there's no Northern Line service between Golders Green and Edgware, and that's going on until the 11th of April. And Kentish Town Underground Station will remain closed until late summer whilst escalators are replaced, but the Thames Link station remains open. And of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three, but at 2:28 and a half, you're now fully up to date. And here are the Sugar Babes.
We don't give a damn. on 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you off to an Essex airfield, I believe, this week.
That's right, Scott. Yes, this is North Weald,
yep,
at North Weald Bassett. Very famous, obviously, during the Second World War. Many pilots flew out to North Weald. But North Weald's got another claim to fame. Mm-hmm. It's said to have been the site of the first ever television outside broadcast.
Really?
And this was on the 19th of October, 1938.
Oh, right, okay.
Why? Why was the first outside broadcast from an airfield? Well, I think if we look at the date, the clue's there. 1938, a year before the start of the war.
Yep.
Mr. Chamberlain had just come back from Munich from his meeting with Herr Hitler, waving a piece of paper, mm-hmm, saying peace for our time.
Yep.
And the general consensus of opinion is that the government wanted to impress on the population that they were prepared, they were geared up, they were ready. So some new Hawker aeroplanes were all ready to be show-trialled for the benefit of the cameras. And not only the cameras, because obviously there were very few people in 1938 who owned a television set.
That's right.
Probably less than, what, 25,000 in the whole country.
Well, the only television service in those days was in London anyway.
That's right.
I'd be surprised if there was 2,500,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Absolutely, but yeah, certainly a very small figure. Mm. But obviously people couldn't see the planes, but they could hear on the radio, so it was also transmitted on the radio.
Yeah.
But the general consensus is that, you know, although this is a groundbreaking thing,
yeah,
first time ever an outside broadcast, that it was done to reassure the population, don't worry, whatever the outcome of the visit to Munich and Chamberlain's discussions with Herr Hitler, you know, we have got the situation under control. We are prepared, as the Boy Scouts say.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks very much indeed. And what next week?
Next week, we're off to Thaxted to look at a wonderful house there, Clarence House.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. 98 FM.
Only fools rush in. But the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And Diana Ross there with Endless Love. And before that it was Andy Williams and Can't Help Falling in Love.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you'd like to know about reading and writing in historic Doddinghurst, you can find out all about the life and times of a 16th century diarist and a 17th century poet at All Saints Church, Church Lane in Doddinghurst, this coming Sunday, the 14th of April. Talks are going to be given by Dr. Zoe Hudson and Dr. Peter Auger. It all starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. There's free entry and refreshments will be available. Donations are welcome. You can get more information by going to the website all-saints.com. phoenix-adopt.co.uk, but if it's easier, just go to our website, phoenixfm.com, follow the links to local events and you'll find all the details there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And with all the love we need, it's Roachford.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. 'Cause knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see that thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got, oh, oh, oh. From nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got,
we got
Phoenix FM.
Welcome to Synth City every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The music sounds best on Phoenix FM. Music Radio.
In the cold light of the day, and the cold light of the day, we'll hear, see, find Sheryl Crow and Peter Gabriel digging in the dirt.
Sticky
Cheryl Cole and Peter Gabriel there, Digging in the Dirt, just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you next Monday from 1. Bob Simpson will be here tomorrow. Roy Tysak will be on parade on Thursday, and Patrick Sherring will be doing the honours on Friday. But stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be aiming to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with Delamitri, but from me, bye-bye.
Something wrong and you can't put your finger on it right then. The engine.
time to roll the beam. Roll the beam. Roll the beam. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the net through, guess who?
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.